All right, so welcome to the midday check-in call here on the end of year experience day. And in this day, we're doing three different things. We're looking back over 2016, we're acting now between now and the end of the year, and then we're looking forward to 2017. So in the first call, hopefully you heard that, or otherwise there's a replay. We did a look back, we talked about what we were most proud of, we talked about the mistakes that we're not going to be repeating this coming year, and then we also talked about what works best to get new customers. And in this section, we're going to talk about acting now. And on the sheet, there's a few questions. But before we get to those, acting now, what are the things you can do right now between now and the end of the year? And we've got four different things to talk about. One is tax strategies for your business. The second one is it's a great time to do a business review. Then we're entering into the high contact holidays. How do you make the most of that? And then there's this natural sense of urgency that comes from the end of the year, and also it can be a way to create what we like to call the cash surge before the end of the year. So let's talk about those four areas. One is the tax strategy, and the basic thing that business owners, especially small business owners, say is come December, especially if you've had a good year, you want to minimize your taxes, and you do that by two things. One is accelerate expenses and then defer income. So accelerate expenses and defer income. What does that mean? Accelerate expenses just means what are expenses that you can pay? Sometimes you can even put them on a credit card if cash flow is tight. But what are the expenses that you can incur now in this last month of the year and be able to take the tax deduction? So I'm not a CPA or an accountant, so check with your CPA. But from CPAs that I've worked with and some that I was talking with just last night, anything that you're going to use up in the next year, you can pre-buy. So I pre-buy my postage for the year. I've got a stamps.com account. I prepay my internet service, which I know I'm going to want for the next year. So anything that you can think of, that the memberships, there's a lot of different things that you can prepay. So what are those things that you can pay ahead? Some people will even pay rent ahead. Some people will prepay health insurance and different things. But look to accelerate expenses now before the end of the year. And then also defer income. What income can you push out? Like, I've got a new client that I just started with, and we're setting up how I get paid. And then I was like, look, no rush. If you guys want to, if you want to get it all set up and then you can just pay me starting the first of the year, I'm fine with that. Now, they may not want to do that because they want the expense this year. But if they're open to that, I'm looking to defer income. Another great way to defer income is having people pay by check. So, for example, with the Arizona Marketing Association, I can write a check for December 31st and say prepay my membership for a year, which actually then this guy Chuck, who runs that association, he'll give you 1 month for free. So you only have to pay for 11 months instead of 12. But you pay for that, those 11 months, you get a discount. And if you pay by check, he gives you another 2% off because he doesn't have to pay any credit card fees. But then he takes that check and he doesn't cash it, which I like for the cash flow, until sometime in January. Now, sometimes I even forget to give him the check on the 31st, although I've written it on the 31st. He may get it in mid-January, late January, and then he finally cashes it. You get that cash flow. So that's actually one way to create what we're going to talk about, the cash surge, is offering people those discounts. For example, yesterday I got an email from a digital marketing service provider, and they said, hey, did you have a great year? And so it opened up talking about, hey, if you had a great year, maybe you've made a lot of money, if you're in a high tax bracket, one of the things you can do is prepay our services for next year. And they even said, if the services don't work out, we'll give you a refund. So that, like, you could pay for these services, I think it was a couple $1,000s. Then if I didn't like the services, I get the money back. Now I have to claim that income next year, but it gives me that immediate write-off for this year. So that's the accelerate expenses, defer income. Next thing is increase retirement income. So now's a good time. Actually, in some cases, if you've got your own retirement plan, you can add money all the way up till April 15th. But looking to increase your retirement, that can lower the tax liability. Charitable gifts and donations. This is a great time of year to donate stuff. We've got, if you go to satruck.com, the Red Cross will actually send a truck out, pick stuff up, give you a receipt for it. We also have Goodwill where we can drop off clothing and different things. Again, getting that receipt and doing that charitable donation. It's also a good time to manage any flex spending accounts that you might have to use up or manage your capital gains and losses based on what kind of year you had, right? So maybe you had a good year, you can deduct up to $3,000 in stock losses. So if you had something that didn't perform well, now might be the time to kind of dump that and get ready for it. So that's a tax strategy part. The next part is business strategy. And business strategy, you're looking to review where are you currently spending your money? So this is a great time to look at a credit card statement and review what kind of things are being billed to you on a monthly basis, right? Maybe it's time to cut some of that. We always say cut, cleave, or more. So there are things you want to cut. There's maybe some things you want to cut back on. And then there may be some things you're like, wow, that thing is really working for me as you review, you know, where you're spending your money. That's worked well for me. Maybe I want to do more of that in 2017. So you're looking at also in the business strategy is we have the 80-20 rule. Everybody believes in it, you know, that 20% of your efforts produce 80% of your results. So we say this is a great time. Look back on your business and look strategy-wise. How can you focus on the 20% of the things that you do that create 80% of the results, or the 20% of the customers that create 80% of your revenue? How can you look at those things and we call it focus in on the 20? And then the flip side is oust the 80. Where did you spend time, waste time, things that weren't productive? That 80% that's only producing 20% of your results, oust that stuff, get rid of it. Also on business strategy, great time to set the budgets for next year. How much you're going to spend in time and money, for example, on your marketing. You know, how are you going to break that down? What do the budgets look like for 2017? And then lastly, use this time from your business to make decisions. Say, look, before the end of the year, I commit to making these certain decisions. So that's a recap of the business strategy. Next is the high contact holidays. So this is a time you're right now in the thick of you're going to be in contact with more people because of holiday parties, family parties, more contact than any other time of the year. And so it's a great time, first of all, the holidays is to thank your customers and clients. Great time to thank them. I like something a little different instead of a holiday card, maybe a Happy New Year card, because that's going to stand out more. You don't get a lot of those cards. So look to be kind of unique, different, stand out. So it's a great time to thank customers and do kind of a unique holiday card. It's also a great time to listen. And what I mean by that is you're going to be around a lot of people over the holidays. Listen, what are their pain points? What, you know, where could your business help solve solutions? And also listen, what are people talking about? Like right now, people are talking about how is Trump going to affect my business? So small business and even non-small business, even consumers, they're wondering how is this one-party government, all Republican, the Senate, the House, and Trump, how is this one-party government going to affect me? And so as you go to look to do your marketing, especially in early 2017, realize that's a hot button for people, right? They want to know, how is this going to affect me? And then lastly, for the high-contact holidays, be present. We say, I learned this from Jim Rohn, wherever you are, be there, right? Wherever you are, be there. So really be present when you're at the holiday time. Be present with those people. You know, when you're at home, be home. When you're at work, be at work. When you're at the holiday party, be there. So wherever you are, really be there and be present. And the last part is a sense of urgency. So the end of the year creates this sense of urgency naturally because the end of year is coming. So maybe it's a good time for you to clean up. Maybe you want to declutter some stuff. Maybe there's been some turmoil or a storm in your life that it's time to kind of clean up and get rid of that. It's also a time at the end of the year, maybe there's some new policies you want to start for 2017. Maybe you need to adjust your health plan. It's that time of you know, getting these, really it's a time to make those decisions and maybe start those new policies. Also, maybe you have some promises. Maybe you made some promises to yourself or to other people. This is a great time of year to, you know, finish out that promise using the end of the year, or at least create a plan to make good on that promise before the end of the year. And then also the sense of urgency can create what we call the cash surge. So the example I just gave with, you know, the Arizona Marketing Association, we create a nice cash surge in our business by offering people to pay for 5.5 months, basically, and get a half a month free if they're going to do a six-month plan. Or if they're going to pay for the whole year, they can only pay for 11 months, get 1 month free. And then if you write a check, Chuck actually gives you another 2% off. But bringing that to mind, showing people, hey, this is good value. You know, you're going to do this in even with your own business. People you know, because of tax, if it's a tax write-off, they may want to prepay, right? So you can create that cash surge, or we're doing this before the end of the year. I know we have Jack on the line as an attorney. There may be some things in estate planning or bankruptcy or even, you know, trying to close a deal. Use that sense of urgency like, hey, you know, let's get this all taken care of before the end of the year, you know, and if people are doing an estate planning, there may be a way to write some of that off, and it could be something that they want to do at the end of the year. Also, the cash surge can come from people, some businesses have budgets that if they don't spend it by the end of the year, they lose it. So a lot of times if you're working business to business, you know, there may be businesses that want a deduction or have a budget that, hey, if I don't spend the budget on training, if I don't spend this budget, you know, on improvements, then I lose that budget. The company keeps the money and it just gets put into, you know, for next year. So that's kind of the idea of the cash surge. So just to recap there, we're talking about the tax strategies. We talked about the business review, the high contact holidays, and then that sense of urgency. So going back to the sheet, which hopefully you've printed out by now, the first question there is, what is the expense that I'm going to accelerate? So for me, I'm accelerating. I always buy all my postage for the year. I prepay my internet service. I prepay my memberships that I know that that are giving me good value. And so like my gym membership, which part of that is deductible because I do some business there, but more so the business deductions, right? You know, the web hosting company I'm using, Arizona Marketing Association, things like that that I know I'm going to use. I prepay those to write those off. So, Jack, how about you? What's something that that you might be able to accelerate as an expense?
Yeah, the one thing that I'm doing is for the retirement, to make sure that I maximize on what I can contribute. So that I'm making sure that I hit that cap that I have. And as far as the other tax strategies, I have not, nor am I going to do anything else from a cash flow point of view, because I need, I'm looking to have income come in the end of this month to hit my number, even though from a tax perspective, it's probably may or may not be advantageous, but yeah, I'm looking at the income to come in by the end of the year.
Yeah, good. Yeah, yeah, and you're trying to hit your number for the month.
Right.
So that's, yeah, that's good. And then think about, you know, if there's expenses you're going to pay anyway, depending on what kind of year you had. Sometimes people roll the expenses in the next year, but, you know, you can prepay, you know, phone service, internet service, you know, any of those services that you're going to use up. Now, if you prepay a whole bunch of them, then you kind of could get stuck next year if your income's higher than it was this year. So sometimes people don't manage it that way, but it's, you know, it's kind of a common strategy. Great. Well, how about the second question there is the people that, that I'm going to thank are blank. So for me, it is clients, close business partners is a big one, and also family and friends. I use the end of year to really thank family and friends in a holiday letter that we send out. And I'm also looking to develop business relationships for 2017. So I'm really focused in on who are going to be my key business partners for 2017, and how can I reach out to thank them for that relationship and begin to move that relationship forward. How about you, Jack? Who are some people that you're looking to thank this holiday season?
Yeah, the biggest thing is obviously the clients that I've done business with in the past and the ones that have given me a majority of the business. What I do is real estate, and it's more from a representing sellers, representing buyers, and doing some bank work. So there's a couple of lenders that I do work with, so they've given me a majority of my business, lending business, so I'm obviously thanking them. And then with the real estate agents that I've worked with in the past and the ones that I hope to be working with in the future, communicating with them and thanking them for past businesses and hoping to work on future businesses coming up. But you're right, it's a great time to thank the people, because again, it doesn't have to be the end of the year, but it seems like that's when most people wrap things up, finalize things, and everybody's looking to jump on a new year, clean slate, and moving forward. So those are the people that I'd like to thank.
And it's key to look back at your business, too, like you did in the first part, to figure out, okay, these credit unions or some certain banks are giving you a nice percentage of referrals, you know, are coming from that, and to really, you know, honor those referrals. And it can be with a gift, which sometimes people expect, but sometimes they're not allowed to accept big gifts. And so really it can be a simple note, a simple phone call. You know, hey, I was just thinking about all the business we did this past year, and I just want to make sure I say thank you. And, you know, even just reaching out with a little phone call, a little handwritten note. Handwritten notes are kind of stand out more because people just don't do them as much as they used to. So that's another great way to thank people as well. And the last one is, what I'm finishing by year end is what? And so for me, when I started this year-end program, this Jumpstart, my goal, which is what I'm still working on, is to get my home office more organized and a little bit decluttered, and then have a solid plan for 2017. So that's what I'm working on, is really getting that home office space where I feel really good about it. It's super organized, get rid of old files. I'm going to be purging out, actually this coming Saturday, I'm going to be purging, focusing, and I'm purging and cleaning out the home office. But really get that organized so I really feel good about it, and then have a solid plan for 2017. And for me, the solid plan is having a direction and very specific goals and really staying on track and not, Jack and I share this disease. It's called shiny object disease, where, you know, new deals and exciting things can grab my attention too much and take me off focus. And so I'm really, really conscious and aware of that, and putting in strategies in place next year to avoid the shiny objects. And for me, one of the great things to avoid the shiny object is to have what I call a real solid plan, where I have not only my goal for the year, but my goal for the quarter, my goal for the month, and a real focus on what are the things I need to do. And almost every day saying, okay, is this stuff moving me towards that? If it's not, then table it. And you know, there'll be time for that stuff later, but really, really focusing in on my goal. How about you, Jack? Is there anything in particular you're looking to finish up before the end of the year?
Yeah, there's actually a couple things. One is the portion of my practice involves bankruptcy, and there's four to five clients that we've been anxiously getting them to provide us with information, pay what the balance that's owed, and getting everything done. They want to get a fresh start in 2017, so we're focusing on getting that done. Again, that would be the cash surge that I've been pushing, at least for the month of getting towards the end of the year. So that's what I've been doing for that perspective. And then, I mean, looking forward, or at least having kind of in place, is exactly what you had just mentioned, you know, the focus of what you're doing in 2017, and more of you're having a clear, specific set of standards that you're going to use and incorporate in daily focus, and making sure that that's going to be what you're going after in 2017, but that's up and running and it's in place, so you're not wasting time thinking about what you need to do. You just do it. So that becomes the focus for me, at least for, you know, what am I going to do to finish out the end of the year?
Right, right. No, that's great. And sometimes I find even the end of the year, oddly enough, because of the holidays, I get a little more time to think. Now, maybe because I've had a little more eggnog or something too, but there's more time. It's a high contact with people, but at the same time, because the whole world kind of slows down a little bit over the holidays, I find myself with more time to do a little planning, to think about, and really kind of to get excited about 2017. All right, Jack, any other questions about this, anything we covered today, or this kind of things you want to do now, acting now, kind of between now and the end of the year? Any questions or other thoughts or comments on that?
No, I'm pretty good, at least, you know, kind of reviewing the financials, what worked, what didn't work, you know, wrapping up what you want to focus in on the end of the year. And then again, you know, which we're going to be talking about later on, you know, the focus for 2017. It's, you know, it's nice to be doing this now and not necessarily having this conversation, you know, late January, early February, where you hit the ground running right away after the holidays. So this is very good. Thank you.
Yeah, great. All right. Well, that wraps up this call. We're going to get together for our final call later this evening, and we're going to be looking forward. So we're going to talk about SMART goals, what are SMART goals, how to pick a SMART goal for 2017. Then we're going to talk about dumping the New Year's resolutions, and instead of the New Year's resolutions, just picking a word or a theme for the year. And we're also going to talk about two things. One is business outlook. What does this one-party government really mean for small business? Where are the opportunities? And then we're also going to talk about trends. What are some of the trends that are happening in business and in marketing that you can take advantage of the years ahead? So, Jack, thanks for joining me, and hopefully we'll see you on the final call.
Yep. I'll see you then. Take care.
Okay,
thanks,
Jack,
Blaine.
Take care. All right, take care.
Bye-bye.